You've probably heard of law of attraction. Now, what if I tell you, if you have been practicing this or if you are trying to use manifestation or law of attraction in some way in your life, it can be really, really dangerous for you in the long run. Now, by the end of the video, I will prove this to you. Not only that, we will discover deeper laws, the deeper principles that are not discussed in law of attraction, which we need to understand if we truly have to live our full potential and our ideal life. Teaching the ego to manifest without deeper awareness can backfire and make your life worse, not better. All of us go through what I call the four stages of personal development, from unconscious living to unconscious creation to conscious living and conscious creation. Today, we will understand how this journey happens and why unconscious creation through law of attraction can be really, really dangerous. The ancient teachings of Vedanta reveal a completely different approach to live our life. By the end, you will see why conscious creation through the understanding of the fundamental essence of reality, consciousness, and by finding our purpose in this world is the ultimate way to bring about our ideal life. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other teachings from ancient India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Now, this video is created in three simple segments. In the first part, we will discover the four stages of personal development. In the second part, we will understand the fundamental flaw in law of attraction and why it can be dangerous, and we will see evidence of this. And in the third stage, we will discover a higher principle, a higher perspective to look at reality to actually bring about our ideal life and to experience holistic abundance without law of attraction, but with ancient Vedanta and conscious creation. First, let's discuss the four stages of personal development. Now, in ACS, we talk about this a lot. So there is unconscious living, unconscious creation, conscious living, and conscious creation. Most of humanity, you know, are not aware of the fundamental principles of life. People are not even interested to explore this reality. They are not even interested to explore their own self. They simply go to work. They do the same job every single day for 70, 80, 90 years, and they call it a life. Most of us live a life of conditioning, of programming, and unconsciousness. We live our lives by the standards that are set by society, by our parents, and we live as per our karmic imprints. Based on our tendencies, based on our vasanas, we unconsciously live our lives. This is the lowest paradigm, the unconscious living, that is stage one. Here, we experience a lot of stress, anxiety, burnout. There is a constant sense of stuckness here. There is something waiting to be unleashed at this level. So, there is a lot of dormant potential and tamas at this level. Now, after this, the next stage is unconscious creation. Some of the people who are at this level discover the teachings of law of attraction, the secret, and think and grow rich. You know, the typical self-help books. And they begin to understand the power of their thoughts and emotions to create certain things in this world. Now, we don't deny this at ACS. Of course, at one level, law of attraction functions because thoughts influence our reality. But soon we will understand why this understanding itself is incomplete and why it is actually dangerous for us in the long run. But at this stage, at stage two, that is unconscious creation, certain segment of society begin exploring law of attraction, manifestation from basic teachings to advanced teachings on thoughts, emotions, etc. And they begin to create their lives. Now, for some people, these teachings work. For some people, these teachings do not work because it is based on their karma also, which these principles do not talk about. And they begin to create different things in this world. Some things they do it for instant gratification. Some things that they manifest might not be in alignment with who they truly are. But still, people use these principles. This is a dangerous phase, which is unconscious creation. Now, from here, we must evolve to stage three, that is conscious living. At this stage, we begin to explore reality more deeply. we begin to get interested in the spiritual truths and we begin to explore the path of spirituality in whatever domain. You know, Vedanta is a wonderful way to understand life and this reality and to understand who we are. The primary doctrine of Advaita Vedanta is that it speaks of the oneness in all, the unity in all of existence. And it also talks about the infinite potential of self. Vedanta says we are infinite in our essence. It says we are not the body, we are not the mind, we are something beyond these limited identifications. And when we tap into that infinite potential, we begin to experience that infinite potential, that infinite joy and that sense of deep abundance, you know, that fullness we will begin to access. Now, when we discover these teachings and when we understand them and when we begin to live our lives by these principles, that is stage 3, conscious living. That is a powerful stage. And then comes stage 4, which is conscious creation, where we create our lives in accordance with our swadharma, with our purpose. And we create through the understanding of the reality of who we are and what this world is. We understand that we are that limitless consciousness. And we understand that the entirety of the world is also the same. We are simply here to play this game in Maya. And when we discover our swadharma and swabhava, our identity and purpose, and when we begin to live our lives in alignment with our purpose and in alignment with the truths of reality, and when we create something in this world through this understanding, that is conscious creation. And when we create from this higher perspective, we create something which is good for us and which is good for society also. So, conscious creation is what we must aim for, not unconscious creation. Now, with this primary understanding of the 4 stages of evolution, let's come to the next segment where we will discuss the dangers of law of attraction. Now, let us look at an example. I have a little daughter who is around 20 months old and she always wants to explore different things. She is very, very curious like most children and she keeps on exploring different corners, different objects and she is fascinated by objects that are around her. Now, she sometimes is stubborn. She asks us for a knife or a scissor or something which can actually harm her. She thinks it will be fun for her to play with it. She doesn't understand the dangers of it yet. Even we are like this. Most of us are like this. We have grown up, but still we are unevolved. Our desires still come from superficial places. For some people, manifesting a certain person in their lives is the highest goal. You know, just like how for that baby, getting a knife or getting a scissor to play with was a desire. When we have superficial desires without understanding the nature of the ego, nature of reality, nature of consciousness, we think that those desires can bring fulfillment to us. And with this false understanding, we begin to apply the principles of law of attraction. And let's say some things even come to us through these methods. Now, what is the guarantee that whatever we have asked for is actually good for us? Because in most cases, it is not. If you are asking for a holistic life, a life of good health and good relationships and, you know, overall well-being and wealth, that is still fine. But most people are obsessed with the details. They want this specific person. They want this amount of money. They want this particular car. Now, that kind of life or that particular person, how do you know that it is good for you in the long run? It is something that you think that will be good for you based on your current perspective and your current understanding. Forget about the other person. Most of us do not even understand ourselves at a deep level. So, without understanding who we are, whatever we create is unconscious creation. Only the creation that happens through consciousness and understanding is conscious creation. So, spiritual evolution before manifestation is the doctrine of conscious creation. And with this, let us come to the third segment where we will deep dive into the essence of Vedanta and how we can look at manifesting or creating our life in an ideal way through the understanding of the deeper truth of reality and Vedanta. Now here, pay a lot of attention to what I'm saying because this is a very deep principle and a deep truth. But if you can somehow get it, everything can change for you starting from today. Now, what any traditional law of attraction, manifestation and self-help teachings do is that they teach you to change your thoughts and to change your emotions. Let's say you're thinking negative thoughts, they will ask you to think positive thoughts and build positive belief systems and emotions so that you can manifest a positive life in some way. Of course, there is some truth to it that we already discussed. But this is a very low leverage approach and this is a very limited understanding of reality. When we understand Vedanta, we understand life for what it is. Vedanta says our deepest being, that is who we are, is actually infinite. There is no boundaries to who we are. And this infinite nature of us is described with various terminologies in Vedanta, and a common one is Satchit Ananda, existence, consciousness and bliss, absolute. Now, bliss is Ananda. It is the highest vibration or a highest frequency there is. It is not even a frequency, it's beyond all descriptions. But for making it simpler, I'm using these terms here. Let's consider that Ananda or that infinite nature of us is the highest frequency there is. It is the highest state of being. Now, even when we look at the worldview of law of attraction, it states that like attracts like. So when we tap into our highest nature, when we are immersed in this Ananda, as much as we can, you know, we are at a very high level of vibration. This being, this higher state of being, will naturally manifest our ideal life, our highest life. Not what is good for us temporarily for instant gratification, but what is good for us in the long run. A life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life of true holistic abundance in all areas of life. Not just in one particular area, in wealth, health, relationships and inner peace. So that is the goal. Holistic life should be the goal, not one specific thing in life. Now, I hope you are beginning to understand the fundamental difference here. With the framework of conscious creation, when we begin to build our life, we are not simply working at the level of thoughts, emotions, and belief systems. We go deep beneath all them, beyond all them, to our identity that we call Swabhava. And we don't just stop there. We go even further to the infinite nature, that infinite consciousness that we are in our essence. Once we understand our current identity and once we understand that beyond our swabhava or identity, we are truly infinite, we can easily understand our purpose in this world, our swadharma. What are we supposed to do in this world? You know, we have an elaborate process for this within ACS. And not just this, we are not simply trying to change our thoughts or install new belief systems artificially, but we are trying to let go of everything that we are not. We are trying to let go of our false identifications. We are trying to let go of our false limiting beliefs. We are even trying to let go of the ego itself, the primary thought, the aham vritti, the source of all suffering. So through conscious creation, we are trying to let go of all that we are not, to establish ourselves in who we are. And who we are is the highest vibration. It's the highest frequency. It is the highest everything. It is the infinite consciousness, the infinite bliss. And of course, when we are at this state of being, at this bhava, like the saying goes, yad bhavam tad bhavati. However, our state of being is, such a kind of life we create and manifest for ourselves. So, through this highest state of being, we will naturally, effortlessly bring about our ideal life. The highest version of who we can be the natural outcome of us understanding who we are. Instead of doing this, if we simply are stuck at the level of thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, then we might simply manifest certain superficial results here and there, but we will never be able to impact this world in a way that we were meant to. And not just this, we will not even be able to attain a true, deep, sustained sense of fulfillment with law of attraction. So, if you are looking for purpose, meaning, and if you are looking for a life of holistic abundance, then you must choose the path of evolution, not manifestation. So, true manifestation is not about changing your thoughts or belief systems. It's about letting go of your thoughts and belief systems.